Hello and welcome once again to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 30th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. The biggest news on the community is the Photokina, that's an A, not an O, update. There's a lot going on, and there's probably more going on than I have time to talk about, so I will clue you in on some of the basic announcements and let you know where to go to read more and see more about what has been going on at the show in Germany. Sigma has been one of the biggest companies with new information. They've included and announced specs on their SD14 digital SLR and all sorts of information on updated lenses. So if you're into Sigma products and want to get some information on some of the updates, please check out the blog at blog.nikonians.org or at podcast.nikonian.org for the specific podcast blog for me, and I will give you the direct link back to the blog that has all of the updated information from Photokina. SanDisk as well has introduced a 16 gigabyte compact flash card in their Extreme 3 range. So if you ever found yourself running out of memory card space and you just need more, and of course you use compact flash, check out SanDisk's Extreme 3, and that should be available pretty soon. There's just so much going on at Photokina. Nikonians have been there at their booth doing daily giveaways, handing out all sorts of cool, fun prizes, Markins ball heads, and all sorts of stuff. I think Gary Fong light spheres have been going as well. So if you were there, that's fantastic. Why don't you drop me a line and tell me what you thought? You can email me at newsflash@nikonians.org and let me know. Give me some personal feedback and I will throw some of that on next week's podcast and tell everybody kind of a personal point of view on what happened. So please let me know about that. And again, I will have all of the specific links in the blog for you guys to check out everything that's been going on at Photokina. There's even a webcam at the Nikon booth. I haven't timed it out well enough yet. There was a server lag when I was checking on it, but from reports of people in the forums, it's kind of pretty neat that you can look around and see what's going on from the Nikon perspective. And there are some shots of the Nikonians booth out there in the forums as well, so you can take a look and see who's been there. And our booth is kind of cool looking, so take a look. Continuing on, if you did not hear the latest from the Image Doctors and you are interested in panoramas and creating panoramas, give their latest podcast a download and give it a listen. They went to Maroon Bells in Colorado and almost froze their fingers and toes off. So listen in and find out how you can take some cool panoramic pictures as well. Continuing on into the forums in Photographers Wanted, more of a photography job wanted vein, Jay Thompson, a Nikonian by the name of Hotshots, is looking for part-time jobs or apprenticeships in the Southern California area. He's near LA. So if you have any opportunities for him in that area or any advice, jump onto the forums and give him a shout and tell him, well, anything you might know that might help him out. We're all out here to help each other in the community, so give him anything you can to help him find some apprenticeship jobs or just some part-time jobs in the LA area. Continuing on, as it's a cold and windy and somewhat miserable day out here in my island getaway, on to the Nikonians Cafe, where there's always, always lots of coffee. Unfortunately, you do have to bring your own, but that's okay. There is an endless supply. Some of the newest threads that I found somewhat interesting and amusing There is one about the allocation of your photo gear budget. Where do you spend your money? Or do you not have a budget at all and you just buy anything you want to? But if you are limited, it's just kind of interesting to see how other people allocate their funds and where they place the importance. I'm searching out a new lens for myself. Actually, it should be coming out soon, available for order, and hopefully I'll get one and continue feeding NAS, which is always good fun. Another fun thread is all about one-liners and bumper stickers. So if you're in for a bit of a laugh or you've got some great bumper sticker ideas, we try to be a little bit nice and politically correct, which is unfortunately why I haven't posted some of my favorite bumper stickers, because they're not exactly the most politically correct, and we definitely, I definitely don't want to accidentally offend anyone. But if you have some that are fairly clean and amusing, get onto that thread and give it a read and join in and give us all a good laugh. Continuing on to the image sharing and post pictures forum, I went back to a picture I took and found a post entitled Tonight's Sunset, which is, well, really cool, really pretty. I'm horrible at getting sunset pictures, but I love sunset, so I could just stare at that one for a while. So, give that a look as well. And quickly into the travel and getting together forums, Nikonian Race Picks is looking for information about Sydney, Australia for a trip that he's taking there in January. So if you're from there, if you've been there, if you have any good ideas, please get on that thread and give him anything you can about that area. And finally, into the resources section is the photography bookshelves area of the resources, which is really cool. Just click on the bookshelves link and I'll post that for you guys, and you can get an awesome list of what other Nikonians thinks are some of the best books out there for, oh, just about any possible field of photography that you're interested in. And there's even a bare bones basics section of if you don't have a lot of money or a lot of room on your bookshelf, what are some of the basic books that you might find useful if you're, well, if you're into buying books about photography. A lot of us are, not all of us are. Some of us like just running around and taking pictures and learning by trial and error, which often takes a bit longer. So check out the bookshelf section of the community and see if we can help you out there with some information. And we don't want you to have to spend money, but you have to fuel your NAS somehow. And why not convince the wife that it's learning material this time instead of a new lens? Maybe get some books and give her a little break for a while, throw her off track. I can't believe I just said that, being a wife myself, but hey, if I want a new lens, I can just go out and buy it, right? Because I just have to ask me. Anyway, it's been fun chatting with you guys again, and please drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or get on the podcast feedback forum. And just a reminder, if you're tuning in and you've picked up the feed, you can find this and all the other Nikonians podcasts at podcasts.nikonians.org, and that's where you'll find all the blog information for the podcast as well. So drop in there and take a look, and thank you for joining us. And I'm saying and an awful lot. I will be back next week with the next installment of Nikonians Newsflash.